You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Hey guys, it's Sarah with a quick recap. Okay, so Sweet William, sweet on Bronwyn, who's sweet on Puppy, who's sweet on Lolly, who's sweet on lollipops. Got it? When we left off, Bronwyn was promising to get Puppy a real live rose because he wanted one for his badass girlfriend. But it's a world where nothing grows. Where is she going to find a rose? And what's she going to do with his Trapper Trooper hat? Here's episode 2 of Bleeding Love.
Bronwyn opens her apartment door. She discovers Sweet William with mop and pail sprinkling cleanser on a puddle of Puppy's vomit in the stairwell.
Sweet William!
There are 27 different categories of filth. I know, because I'm a sweeper. I do lots of sweeping, and I see all sorts of filth, and there are 27 different categories. And whenever I find a new one, I come up with a name for it. There's Slubberdegullion, and there's Schnobberdougal.
What's that?
Upchuck. Who was that guy?
What guy?
He looked like filth to me. I even came up with a name for him, because he's his own category, but it is a filthy word, so I won't say it in front of you.
Will you show me the greenhouse?
Mm-mm, I don't want to do that. Not no more.
Does it have roses?
Definitely.
Red roses?
Mother grew everything. I don't think she'd like you in her greenhouse, Bronwyn.
I don't understand. Not so long ago, you wanted to take me up there. You wanted to.
I'm cleaning this right now.
But...
Cleaning!
That guy is just a guy. He hurt himself. I helped him wash the blood off. That's all.
You lied. You said you weren't going outside.
I'm definitely not doing that.
That's what you said.
I never left this building. The greenhouse.
It sounds amazing.
That's the door to the roof, right? And you still got the key? Do you go up there a lot? I mean, I know you used to. You spent a lot of time up there with your mother before, when you were little. But
it was so beautiful up there. Lilacs and daisies and heather protected the roof up there. Mother would work through the weather like she's weatherproof up there. Doors were unlocked so the neighbors could visit. Nobody knocked, isn't neighborly, is it? Didn't care a thing. She'd tend to them and sing. Welcome the world while you roam. Feel at home up there.
Shh, I think I hear her father.
Nah, he's way in his basement polishing rifles.
Thank God for privacy down here. Don't have to watch for a neighbor who steals for God's sake down here. Eating the fruits of my labor like money was cake. Down here, the city's a danger. Lock up how I pleaded. Nothing would change her, of course I conceded. While streets decayed, she stayed there unafraid. La da da da, as the world went to hell. La da da da, she ignored what befell. She continued her spell, clutching the world of her own that she'd grown up there.
father was so different then.
One day I came home.
She had sent him for bread.
I heard someone scream.
I jumped out of my bed.
And I ran.
I heard footsteps pounding the stairs.
To the roof.
Such loud footsteps sounding like prayers.
What I saw.
I don't know what he saw.
A husband never should see.
I bit my nails raw.
I aimed the gun, steel in my hand. Pulled it back, get off, I demand. And I shot.
Just one shot.
He was gone. Shot through two people. She was gone. The only thing that goes on and on is the sound of the memory echoing.
It's a lovely tune.
After that night, Father strung up barbed wire and padlocked the door to the roof. I painted a sign for him. Intruders not welcome. Emphasis on not. That's exactly how she used to sing it, too.
I'm sure your mother's voice was much prettier than mine.
Yep. Well, I still like hearing it from you, though.
Then I'll sing for you whenever you like.
Sorry I was beastly. Truly, I think Mother would like for you to see her greenhouse. Brilliant, beautiful Bronwyn.
Sweet William pulls out the key and leads Bronwyn up the stairs to the greenhouse on the roof.
Shh! I want for this to be our hideout. It can be our special secret place that only us two knows about, and only us two is allowed inside. Let's neither of us tell no one about it, never. Promise?
Where's the lights?
Oh.
Dead. Everything's dead.
But I remember how all the flowers were. I'll tell you how it used to be so you can remember too.
Where are the red roses?
Oh yeah, I recall exactly the location of the roses. I recall because, Mother always said roses in the east. Ugh. Nothing smells like it's supposed to.
That's not east.
Oh. Ooh, what Mother actually said was roses in the west.
That's west. Why bring me up here to see a bunch of dead plants? This is useless.
Don't be upset at the flowers. They can't help it if they're dead.
I'm not mad at the flowers. I'm mad at...
me?
Where am I supposed to find a red rose now?
Dumb. I thought this would be our special secret. Just go if you want. Just go.
Sweet William strokes a dead plant. Its brittle leaves snap off and fall on his feet.
We better get out of here before your father figures out we're missing. Sweet William?
La da 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 da.
What's she doing?
The flowers must be awfully lonesome without Mother to sing to them. I'll sing and bring back all the colors and the smells, and then I won't have to remember anything anymore because everything will be exactly how it was. Then you'll wish you were nice when I showed you this place.
La, da, da, da,
what if I brought my cello up here? Could that make the flowers grow?
Father would hear.
He's down in the basement.
Still, his rifles.
I can play pianissimo. Molto pianissimo. Pianissimissimo. He'll probably think I was in my flat anyway.
You're just being nice. Let's go.
Sweet William.
This isn't how I thought it'd be. Let's forget it.
But you brought me all the way up here.
So?
You went through the trouble of showing me your secret special...
Special secret.
Special secret hideout. I thought you liked me.
I really like you, brilliant, beautiful Bronwyn. I didn't think you really liked me.
How can you say that?
Bronwyn takes his hand. It's a major event for him.
If Auntie's still sleeping, will you let me come back up here with my cello?
You'll have to take a pledge.
What pledge?
This is our special secret hideout. Say it.
It's our special secret hideout.
And neither of us will tell no one about it, never ever. Promise? Promise?
Cross my good, pure heart.
Well, let's just hope Father's got lots of rifle polishing to do. Ugh, we wouldn't want him to come up from the basement and find us.
Thoughts can be dangerous down here. Playing mistakes in your head doesn't make them less rough down here. No one to blame but yourself, and that isn't enough down here. I can't see my son without seeing his mother. She was the one, and there will be no other. What happened then won't happen here again. La da da da, every door will stay locked. La da da da, we will never be shocked. La da da da, every gun will stay cocked. So it can never occur that poor girl.
The greenhouse on the roof of the Halcyon throbs with the sound of Bronwyn's cello. The friction of her playing makes the strings smoke. Having exhausted herself, she reaches out and touches a plant. It crumbles in her hand.
Useless!
What?
Sweet William's in the corner with his broom.
Music's useless.
Mother said music was the secret to her beautiful flowers. It's because they're sensitive.
Bronwyn! Auntie Floy, I have to go.
You'll come back, right?
It doesn't look like I'm helping much.
Bronwyn! Bronwyn gathers her cello and rushes down the stairs, leaving Sweet William alone with the dead plants and the grow lights and a large slouching bag of fertilizer.
Bronwyn!
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 Auntie Floy?
Where were you?
Just out there in the parlor. Why were you calling?
The window again. It's nippy. Cold air is quel horror en la vôtre. Imagine were I a chanteuse.
I'll close it. Auntie, is music useless?
Music is life.
But does it do any good? I mean, it's not like engineering where practitioners apply scientific knowledge, mathematics, and ingenuity to develop solutions for technical and practical problems.
Music allows us to convey that which cannot be expressed through words. Was that a knock?
A knock? I think it's time for someone's shot.
That wasn't the cuckoo.
It was the cuckoo.
Lies. Bronwyn, don't try and tell me. Oh, there it is again. A beating. I hear a percussive rap, rap, rap.
You're having a fever dream.
This is no fever dream.
Time for your shot. I got your syringe right here. Now just roll over and hike up your nightie so I can...
When I was a child prodigy...
Bronwyn pulls a curtain to obscure Madame Floy's chamber. She runs to the door and opens it to find...
Puppy! How'd you get in the building?
Prepped the side door open yesterday on my way out.
That's so dangerous.
Yeah.
Bronwyn?
1 minute!
there's someone out there.
You're having a fever dream, remember?
My bell.
Sorry, the plastic rose didn't work out. I suppose you're here for the real thing.
You said you'd get it.
I was wrong. There's nothing I can do.
Where's my bell?
You better go. Don't prop the side door on your way out.
When I was a child prodigy...
I'm in no hurry. Maybe you could, yeah, play me something on your cello or something. You know?
My cello? I don't think
that's... What songs do you know?
Songs?
Where's my bell?
I can play anything. I'm a virtuoso. In olden days, I would have traveled the world. I would have given command performances before presidents and grand dukes.
Well, I'm not no president, and I ain't no grand duke neither, but you could definitely give me a command performance.
Last time you regurgitated just at the thought.
I was hammered.
Shh, stay here. I'll take care of her. Auntie Floy?
Bronwyn! I know someone's out there.
Time for your shot.
My shot? Again? Where was the cuckoo?
Unbeknownst to Bronwyn, as she opens a cupboard filled with pills and medicines, Puppy sneaks into the flat and watches her prepare the syringe.
My shot.
Hike up your nightie and roll over.
Ah, I've heard those words before. His name was Maestro Sergei. He was my first music master and the love of my life.
Here we go.
Oof! Morning sun, did you catch some winks? Rise and shine, oh something here stinks. These satin sheets are lush. Is it a tan or a man that is making me blush? This must be kept secret, my mother can't know. But nightly I rendezvous here with a bow. Raps at my window, be right there. Then coyly I undo the braids in my hair. Diamonds and rubies and hands on my boobies. And boy is that sun gorgeous.
When Bronwyn returns to the parlor, it appears as though Puppy was waiting in the doorway the entire time.
Oh, you shouldn't have stayed in the hall. Someone might see you. She'll go in and out for a while now. You said you wanted me to play some music?
Bronwyn pulls up a chair, sits behind her instrument, and lifts her bow.
For my first selection, how would you feel about a waltz? Waltzes are so romantic, I always say.
Unbeknownst to Bronwyn, occupied with her cello, Puppy creeps behind the curtain to Madame Floy's chamber. She rouses.
Oh, there you are, Sergei. I've waited for you. Do I smell like vodka, like you like me too? How dare you touch me? Touch me, you beast! Pray for my priest.
Puppy opens the cupboards and fills a pillowcase with all the pills and medicines.
His heart may be tiny, but God, what a hidey! And boy, is that boy gorgeous!
He sneaks back to the parlor where Bronwyn has her eyes shut as she waits for his reaction.
Hardcore, man.
It must be. You're breathless.
I always wanted to play an instrument.
I'll teach you.
Cool. But
lesson
I should...
number one. Sit behind me.
Puppy discreetly hides the pillowcase full of pills and medicines and sits behind Bronwyn.
Okay. The cello rests here. Now the bow. Relax the hand and let the fingers drape over the top.
Puppy places his hand on top of Bronwyn's.
Good. Other hand on the fingerboard. First position.
Puppy places his other hand on hers.
Allow the bow and the weight of our hands to do all the work. Ready?
They begin to play. Puppy behind Bronwyn, her hands guiding his. In the next room, Madame Floy rouses.
Is that a symphony? Playing for me, a symphony. We're in Paris.
Madame Floy's kissing pillows while Bronwyn and Puppy share an electric moment of silence.
That was wonderful. Now you try it.
Me?
Yeah. Here, I'll get up so you can scoot forward. Take the cello, put this hand like this. Good.
And this?
The bow.
The bow. Right. Like this.
You were really paying attention.
Aren't you going to get behind me? Like I did with you?
Oh, all right.
Now play.
Another symphony. Where's my corsage? Your symphony. Je suis fromage. Thump, 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 thump. Heartbeats are drums. Why should I feel no teeth in my gums?
I wanted to ask, what's it like to love?
Love? I don't know.
But you and Lolly.
Oh, yeah, right.
Being with you is a warm melody. This happiness makes me feel sad. Is it me? 'Cause if you could teach me the way you bewitch, then I'd become Mrs. Sergei Stanovich. And trees would be taller, grass would be greener, fears would be smaller, and consciences cleaner. Marriage resilient, the sky body brilliant, and oh, is that sun?
I think it's time for me to scram.
Of course.
Thanks for the cello lesson.
Anytime. And by anytime I mean, do you think you'll ever come back and see me?
Will I come back? I don't know, man.
I can try to get you a rose again. I mean, I'll get you one. I will get you one.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How's tomorrow?
I'm not doing anything.
While Bronwyn's moving her cello out of the way, Puppy retrieves the pillowcase of drugs and scurries out the door.
So, for your second lesson, I think we'll... Puppy? Now, where the heck did he go?
The greenhouse on the roof of the Halcyon once again throbs with the sound of Bronwyn's cello. That which was dead seems less dead. Sweet William occupies himself by distributing fertilizer to all the flower plots. Bronwyn reaches out and touches a leaf, then another, and another. It's the first time the plants don't crumble at her touch.
The music seems to be working.
Oh, yeah? How much longer do you think we need to stay up here?
I could go all night. You could listen to me play all night too, right? Don't you like my playing?
I thought it would be more fun, is all.
Like how?
Like, remember 2 times ago when we were up here?
Yeah?
And you held my hand?
We can't hold hands all the time.
Yeah. I don't know if I should keep bringing you here.
But you have the key.
It gets kind of boring for me, though.
You may kiss me if you like.
What? Bronwyn?
Kiss me!
Sweet William shuts his eyes and puckers. He leans towards Bronwyn, who meets him in a kiss, which she uses to slip the key to the greenhouse that's hanging around his neck away from him. By the time Sweet William comes back to reality, he's in the basement of the Halcyon.
You must learn to take care of these guns, William. It's your heritage. See that?
What?
Pay attention! The roughness. It's pitted. It was shot with corrosive ammo. Wasn't cleaned properly. A fouled barrel compromises the accuracy of any rifle.
Is this the one that killed Mother?
Hey!
Don't point that gun at me, unless you mean to shoot.
Father, how do you know if you're in... If you're in...
In what?
Thank you.
Maybe I met a girl. I won't say her name. But maybe I met a girl. Cupid may be to blame. This girl who might be under wraps might wrap me like a glove. My heart, too scared to move, perhaps has been given quite a shove. Maybe I met a girl, and maybe I'm in a secret and lust-filled love affair where she teases me with her tussle tear. I won't say if we rendezvous, I'll say some girl maybe met me too. Maybe I met a girl, a birdie does a flip, cause maybe I met a girl. That bird may be a dove, maybe I met a girl. A relationship.
I knew you and Bronwyn weren't just dating glue.
Bronwyn!
What?
When's my next show?
Not for a few more hours.
Bronwyn!
You have to wait.
A little early this time, mon cherie. Just this once.
Not till the cuckoo.
Look at me. I'm trembling.
A slight spasm.
My hat, my shirt.
Control yourself.
Bronwyn slaps Madame Floy hard across the cheek.
Oh, my shoulder.
What's wrong with your shoulder?
I've been playing too long.
When I was a child prodigy, I played until collapse. Then I played some more. Practice your etudes.
Auntie.
And stop staring out that window. If I didn't know better, I'd say you were waiting for someone.
What?
You have that distinct look young ladies get after waiting for a lover. A lover who never showed!
Cuckoo! Cuckoo! Cuckoo!
Cuckoo!
Time for your shot!
My shot! My shot!
Bronwyn opens the cupboard of pills and medicines.
It's empty!
Porca vaca!
What happened? Where's... But only yesterday it was overflowing! Oh, no. Oh, this is all my fault. I need to go out.
You aren't leaving this flat.
I have to get your medicine back. What'll happen to you without it?
You can't go out there. It's dangerous.
Oh.
The cuckoo, a Bronwyn, my shirt.
I'll be fast.
Time for my shirt.
Auntie Floy, I'm so sorry.
Bronwyn makes a hasty retreat.
This used to be such a nice neighborhood.
How could he do this? I thought we were. Will she pull through this? What will come of her? Should I pursue him? What happens then? Could I go to him? If not now, then when? Was anything real? Was he just pretending in order to steal? This can't be the ending. You got yourself in this position, Bronwyn. You have to summon some ambition to get what's yours. You cannot stay behind these doors.
Bronwyn hurries down the stairs to the ground floor vestibule, where she opens the halcyon door. She looks out at Kingfisher Avenue and the whole world.
It's just a stoop, something to stand on. It's just a block of gray cement, something to land on. But it's the first step for these unused feet. It's just a street. There are no wolves. There is no villain. There's just the chance to flee this cage that I am still in. Life is a stranger. Now it's time to meet. It's just a street. Watching from that window. By a wither in that window.
puts on the Trapper Trooper hat, tightens her shawl, and for the first time since she was almost four, she steps outside.
It's just a street!
Thank you for listening to Bleeding Love. Please subscribe, rate, and review, and tell your friends. Bleeding Love, a post-apocalyptic new musical. Book and story by Jason Schaefer. Music by Arthur LaFrance Bacon. Lyrics by Harris Duran. Directed and edited by Harris Duran. Produced by the Broadway Podcast Network, Dori Berenstein and Alan Seals, in association with Kent Nicholson, Katie Rosen, and Steve Saporito. Starring Annie Golden as Madame Floy, Rebecca Naomi Jones as Lolly, Mark Kudish as The Super, Sarah Stiles as Bronwyn, Taylor Trench as Sweet William, Tony Vincent as Puppy. Orchestrated by Bruce Coughlin. Additional production and orchestration by Arthur LaFrance Bacon. Re-recording mixing by Rick Schnupp. Sound edited by Jose Villeman. Sound engineering by Alan Seals. Song recordings produced by Tim Andreasen with Soren Moeller, creative producer of the Fredericia Theater. Martin Conga, musical director and keyboards. Stefan Schackinger on guitar. Florian Navarro on reeds. Jakob Rosenthal Provisen on violin, Tobias Drautrup on cello, Alan Nagel on bass, and Lars Mullenberg on drums. Additional vocals on the prologue by Aaron Ramey and Lucia Spina. Vocals recorded at Avatar Studios NYC and the actors' apartments during self-isolation.
The Outsiders, S.E. Hinton's generation-defining novel, is now a powerful and moving Broadway hit that the New York Post is calling the best new musical of the season so far. Don't miss your chance to join Ponyboy and the Greasers and experience the classic story come to life in a whole new way. The New York Times calls it refreshing, gritty, and endlessly effective. So get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com, and of course, stay gold. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.